The only person Cade Wilder worried about was himself, but his flashy and over-the-top ways would be what did him in. For a while, they'd struggled with how they wanted to get even with Cade. But one day, everything had fallen into place. After seeing yet another article about him and the accusations of a few women who claimed he'd drugged them, they'd had it. Cade Wilder needed to be punished, and they knew it was up to them to do it. They knew how Cade worked. They'd been around him and watched the videos. He was always on alert when he was at dinners and small get-togethers. He kept a bodyguard with him at all times, but not in the same car. However, surprisingly enough, there was one thing he never seemed to worry about, and that was his car. It appeared he was under the impression that nobody would mess with it while it was parked at whatever place he'd arrived at. For whatever reason, he seemed to follow this routine everywhere he went. In one of the paparazzi photos, they'd notice he always had a bottle of water sitting in the cup holder located in the center console. It was one of those fancy, high-end things that cost far too much to simply hold water. It was glass and etched with some strange design. They weren't sure what his reason was for carrying it everywhere he went, but it was a constant sight in any picture that were of him and his car. They'd read that sales for that particular type of water bottle had gone through the roof after it showed up in some of the photos of Cade. They'd wondered if he had a deal with the company, and that's why he always had the water bottle prominently displayed in his car. Then again, maybe he just liked to stay hydrated. Whatever the reason, it was one thing they'd noticed early on about him. Whenever there was a photo of him climbing out of the car or driving, it always showed that same bottle of water in the cup holder. As they crept closer, they hoped that the risk they'd taken in assuming it would be there wouldn't be for naught. When they got close to his car, they could see that their gamble had paid off. It was where it always was, half full and waiting for him. Leaning over the convertible, which, as usual, had its top down, they carefully lifted the water bottle out of the cup holder. They wondered how many women would love to put their lips on the bottle just because Cade had been there. Actually, just thinking about it made them nauseous. They knew what the man was like underneath that attractive exterior. A monster, hiding in sheep's clothing. They took a small packet from their pocket, pulled it open, and twisted the lid off the water bottle. They'd ground up the pills and hoped that it would dissolve even quicker than it usually did. The faster it dissolved, the less likely anyone would notice that something was amiss. They looked around once more, and not seeing anyone or anything, slowly began to pour the powder into Cade's water bottle. The liquid became cloudy as the powder sunk beneath the surface of the water. Replacing the lid, they shook the bottle to disperse the powder. They watched as it dissolved, odorless and unnoticeable. Hopefully, it would be completely dissolved by the time Cade decided to leave the dinner party. They quickly left his car and hurried back to the side door where they'd slipped out of the house.